Reed Paul, editor of Federal Practitioner. Joining me today is Dr. Basil Pruitt, clinical professor at the University of Texas Health Science Center. Dr. Pruitt will receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at the upcoming AMSIS annual meeting in San Antonio. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Pruitt.
Well, it's a great pleasure, and I might add that I'm also a professor of surgery at the Uniformed Services, University of the Health Sciences.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your background and experience and kind of what led you or what led up to the award that you're going to receive?
Well, when I was a second-year surgical resident at the Boston City Hospital, I had a rotation on Dr. Dwight Harkin's cardiothoracic service, and his fellow at the time was Dr. Harry Soroff, who had just before that completed his obligated service as a draftee at the Army Burn Center in San Antonio, and he knew that I was about to be drafted. All doctors were drafted in those days, as you may recall, long after anyone else was, and he thought I might enjoy spending the time at the Burn Center. So just by a serendipitous timing of assignment to that service for that rotation during my residency, I came to San Antonio. I was interviewed, and the people at the Burn Center asked that I be assigned there. Changed my entire life. I completed my 2 years of what in those days was called service as an obligated volunteer, sort of a contradiction in terms, but it described drafted doctors, and went back to Boston, and my chief had left Boston to become chair at Michigan, and the tenor of the residency back in Boston changed. So during that year, I contacted the Army and had such a good experience at the Burn Center. I asked them if I came back in the Army, and completed my residency, could I be assigned to the Burn Center? And they said yes, and that really put me on a trajectory that essentially led to this Lifetime Achievement Award that I am to receive. I came back in the Army, completed my residency, was assigned to the Burn Center, went to Vietnam for a year as chief of surgery at the busiest evacuation hospital in Vietnam, the 12th Evac, and then returned as the commander and director of the Burn Center for the next 27 years. An unusual military assignment, and no one ever threatened to move me anywhere. And if they had, I think I would have probably left the service because I had what I was convinced was the best job in all of military surgery, which was as commander and director of the Army Institute of Surgical Research, commonly known as the Army Burn Center, because that's what the clinical activities were focused on burn care. And during the next 27 years, we completely changed the outlook for burn patients. We essentially eliminated acute renal failure during the resuscitation period. We tamed inhalation injury. We characterized the hypermetabolism that follows any injury. Described adequate nutritional regimens for the burn patient, for any injured patient, and identified some of the immunologic changes, developed skin substitutes, and generally changed the outlook of even the extensively burned patient. When I was drafted and went to the Burn Center for the first time, a young adult with a 40% burn had a 50-50 chance of living or dying. Today, that patient with an 80% burn has a 50-50 chance of living or dying, and that's statistically significant improvement.
Given your vantage point on burn care, I'm curious whether you think that pace of change is going to continue to improve?
Yes, I think that in the realm of immunologic support, there will be advancement. Certainly, there is a need for a skin substitute that can be stored and applied and not have to be removed. That is some sort of a deantigenized allograft, perhaps. One of the other major accomplishments was the development of effective topical antimicrobial chemotherapy, the burn creams, which happened at the Institute, that significantly reduce the occurrence of life-threatening invasion through the burn wound into the systemic circulation. That is still the organisms that are most commonly causing fatal infections now are fungi, so there's a continuing program to develop new topical agents that can control, say, fungal proliferation in the burn wound. But there's overall, there are fewer instances of invasive infection simply because the burn tissue is commonly excised early before it can become heavily colonized and serve as a source of microorganisms to invade and spread to other organs and tissues.
What does it mean to you to be receiving this award from AMSIS?
Well, certainly it's a great honor, and it recognizes not what I've done, I think, but I'm accepting this award and truly sharing it with all of the outstanding surgeons and other scientists with whom I've had the privilege of working at the Burn Center and at the medical school here in San Antonio. I think that the Institute's record could be duplicated in other Army Medical Corps research facilities, but it takes a longer assignment than simply 2 years, which is sort of the common command assignment these days. A commander can't really arrive with any sort of a research vision and achieve that in 2 years. That's just not possible. And I would plead for longer command assignments for research-oriented commanders, and also recognize the fact that many of the people with whom I work have left the service, and 13 have become chairs of academic departments of surgery and other departments like even internal medicine, urology, and plastic surgery. So it was a very unusually fertile period at the Institute during the years that I had the privilege of commanding it.
Is that in part because you were there for such a long period of time that it kind of gave it some consistency and stability?
Well, and some international stature in terms of our publications and of offices that I held in various elite professional organizations.
So it does still provide a useful model for other parts of military medicine, how it should be run in ways that it can really lead the way for care.
Absolutely. And in fact, I touched on that very topic in the foreword that I prepared that was published, I guess it was last month, in the military supplement for the Journal of Trauma and Acute Care Surgery. I think that there's been some other real progress, unprecedented progress in the medical corps with the Joint Trauma Registry. Now they actually know what kind of wounds are common and how many of them they've had and the outcomes. I mean, that is a giant step forward. So the Army should really be congratulated on having established that during these two recent conflicts.
Dr. Pruitt, thank you for joining me today.
It has been a great pleasure, and I'd like to thank the Association and its members for having given me this benchmark career award.